No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
For game two in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. Adam Jackson with you. Coming up on the noon Central Time hour as it's game two between the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and your Lansing Lugnuts. The Lugnuts come in 47-68, 22-27 in the second half. Wisconsin 59-55, 23-26. And yesterday, a great victory for the Lugnuts. They held on 4-3, out-hit Wisconsin 10-6. And even with stranding 12 runners on base, Lansing still got it done. Took the lead initially in the third and then got two runs in the fifth and one more in the sixth as the Lugnuts won 4-3, holding on in the eighth inning when the bases were loaded with one out. Jorge Juan came into that one. He had given up a run. Trayson Kubo comes in with one out and the base is loaded, gets a strikeout and a pop out, and then strikes out the side in the ninth after a leadoff walk and nails down the victory, his ninth save. Angelo Infante picks up the victory, now 3-2 on the season, and the Lugnuts have won the first game of this series, which means coming into today they've won two straight after winning the series finale against the Great Lakes Loons. It's another gorgeous day for baseball, 80 degrees and sunny, blue skies above as we play this one in the afternoon out in the Central Time Zone. And we appreciate you sticking it out with us for some Lansing Lugnuts baseball. We'll take a break, come back, get you set for game two here in Appleton, Wisconsin, as the Lugnuts battle against the Timber Rattlers. Starting lineups and the opening pitch coming up on the other side, scheduled to happen in about 10 minutes. Between the Lugnuts and the Timber Rattlers. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball here from Appleton, Wisconsin.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
For baseball on this Wednesday afternoon in late August. Adam Jackson with you from Appleton, Wisconsin. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the second of six games this week at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium. Let's get you the starting lineups for this afternoon's game, beginning with your Nuts at 47-68, 22-27 in the second half. Max Muncy leads off as the DH. Josh Wright bats second and plays third. Shane McGuire, a three-hit night yesterday, is at first batting third once again. Denzel Clarkson, center field, hitting cleanup. Lázaro Armenteros, with the two-run single yesterday, is batting fifth, playing left field. Gabriel Maciel is back after a few days off. He is in right field, swinging sixth. Cooper Bowman bats seventh and plays shortstop. Zahid Valenzuela, who pinch hit yesterday, gets the first start in this series, hitting eighth at second base. And Hanson Lopez makes his series debut as the starting catcher, rounding out the Nuts order. Muncy, Wright, McGuire, Clark, Armenteros, Maciel, Bowman, Valenzuela, Lopez, your Lugnut Nine. And they're in support of one of the newest members of the Oakland Athletics, Christian Fernandez, the right-hander, coming over in the trade for Christian Bethencourt, a Christian for Christian swap from the Tampa Bay Rays, as he was assigned to the Lansing Lugnuts on July 10th, and he will make his fifth start and sixth appearance today. All right, on the other side for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers out of the Western Division, 59-55, 23-26 in the second half. Chase Peterson, the Milwaukee Brewer, leads off in his rehab assignment, second game today. He is the DH. Ben Metzinger plays third and bats second. Wes Clark had the two-run single yesterday, is catching and hitting third. Joe Gray Jr. in center field, batting cleanup. Eduardo Garcia at shortstop, hitting fifth. Tayden Hall is at first base, batting sixth. Jose Acosta in right field, hitting seventh. Ethan Murray swings eighth and plays second base. And Ravy Mercado in left field to round out the order for the Timber Rattlers. Peterson, Metzinger, Clark, Gray Jr., Garcia, Hall, Acosta, Murray, and Mercado. And they support the right-hander, Steven Cruz. That's S-T-I-V-E-N. And Cruz out of Nicaragua, the international free agent in 2019. Wisconsin in their home whites today after they wore the black alternates yesterday with the burgundy caps. Lansing going right back to those gray alternate away uniforms as the two teams are out in front of their dugouts. And we, as the sun shines down, are ready for this afternoon's national anthem. We'll send it down to the field. Performed today from Liz from Kids Rock and Roll.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
Let's Play Ball here from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Adam Jackson with you this afternoon for game two of six between the Lansing Lugnuts and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers as we get you ready for hopefully a Nuts third straight victory. Let's take a look at the defensive alignment around the right-hander Steven Cruz, Rady Mercado in left, Joe Gray Jr. in center, Jose Acosta playing right, Ben Metzinger and Eduardo Garcia on the left side of the infield. Ethan Murray plays second with Tayden Hall at first. Wes Clark behind the plate for Steven Cruz, the right-hander, who's making just his second start for the Timber Rattlers. Just got called up. ERA sits at 1.5 through one game, where he pitched six innings, gave up one hit. It was a home run and a 5-strikeout, 2-walk performance where the Colonels batted under 100 against the righty. So pretty darn good outside of that one home run. Crowd continuing to file in on this Wednesday afternoon in Appleton, Wisconsin. Now we are ready to play some ball officially here at Neuroscience Group Field. The Nuts first three, Max Muncy, Josh Juan Wright, Shane McGuire, Denzel Clark, Lázaro Armenteros, Gabriel Maciel, the middle three, and then Cooper Bowman, Sahit Valenzuela, and Hanson Lopez to come up against the right-hander Steven Cruz. Max Muncy yesterday had a bunt single. That was his only hit. See if he can get going today. Didn't have any home runs in the game yesterday for either side. Justin Juska is the home plate umpire. Kevin Levine out in the bases as those two switch. And we are just about ready for baseball as Muncy climbs into the box from the right side. Cruz comes set. And the righty ready for the first pitch of the game. Here it is. Popped back out of play. Strike one. Underway right on time at 12:10 Central Time. Muncy with red and black batting gloves wrapped around his stick. Twirls it behind his helmet and the pitch home. That shot foul. No balls, two strikes. Muncy quickly behind. The 12th rated prospect in the Oakland Athletics organization according to MLB Pipeline. Make that the 7th rated prospect. I apologize. The pitch home. In there, called strike three, right down the chute. I think Muncy was expecting it to be in the zone, and he's discarded for the first out of this afternoon's game. So now it's Josh Juan Wright that steps in. 2-for-5 yesterday, had a couple of singles, scored the Lugnuts' second run in that 4-3 victory. High Black Sox pulled up for Wright, batting 270 this year. Cruz's pitch. Swing and it's fouled back. Strike one. Sun is out in full force on the diamond. Some cloud coverage above, but that's off in the distance. Neuroscience Group Field strikes in the outfield and changing its pattern direction from left to center. The pitch looped in there. Strike two. A straight striping in left and right field towards home plate. And then straight striping in center field as well. 0-2. Reach down over to shortstop. To his left, Garcia scoops it up. Throws to first. Caught by Hall. Two away. Now normally you see that pattern that's the same direction throughout the outfield. But they've got the straight striping heading towards home plate in all directions of left, center, and right field. Almost like there's a six-way path out in center field behind second base. Here's Shane McGuire from the left side. The pitch home. In there, strike one. McGuire had a three-hit day yesterday, 3-for-5, had his first steal, scored two runs, and was really exceptional behind the plate for the Nuts, helping them nail down a one-run win. 0-1, way outside. One ball, one strike on McGuire. Shane wearing 21, replacing Tyler Soderstrom, who was promoted to Midland. McGuire 6 foot, 205 pounds. slowly stirs the bat behind him. The pitch on the outside corner, 1-2. Out of Kent, Washington, the ninth round selection in 2021 from San Diego. He was with the Stockton Ports earlier this year before getting called up to Lansing. 1-2 pitch. Lifted out to shallow center field. Gray waiting on it, now comes in, reaches above his head, and that's going to do it for the Nuts in the first. So just as they did in yesterday's game, they go down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. No runs for Lansing. Wisconsin coming to the plate when we return, as you're listening to Lug Nuts Baseball from Wisconsin.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We're off and rolling from Appleton, Wisconsin on a Wednesday afternoon, August 24th, 2022. Thanks for spending your day with us for some Lansing Lugnuts baseball. 115th game of the season, and Christian Fernandez now stepping in as he will try and get the Nuts rolling with the first pitch. And that swung on and missed, strike one to Jace Peterson. For Christian Fernandez, the 6'3", 215-pound, 23-year-old. Next pitch. A little bit wide, one ball, one strike against the rehabbing Jace Peterson from the Milwaukee Brewers. Next offering, kicked back. One ball, two strikes. Fernandez out of Venezuela came over in the Christian Bethencourt trade with the Tampa Bay Rays on July 9th. The pitch, down low. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider for Fernandez. This his fifth start and sixth appearance for Lansing. His ERA sits just a touch under 7.5. 12 strikeouts, 10 walks so far. The pitch. Checked it. Did Peterson? Did he offer? Kevin Levine says no. So we'll get a payoff pitch to the veteran. Jace Peterson had a hit yesterday. Doubled, was hit by a pitch. Throw, and that's fouled off the netting. Three balls, two strikes. Yesterday, Peterson was greeted by a Grant Holman strikeout to open up his rehab stint. The pitch to the 32-year-old. In there, called strike three, and he starts yesterday just as he starts today. A strikeout. Good pitch there by Fernandez, well located on the outer part of the plate. Fernandez has given up two runs or less in his last three outings for Lansing, so it's been much better for him. Here's Ben Metzinger. First pitch up high outside. No score in the bottom of the first on a sunny 81-degree afternoon. The pitch. That's inside as it raises Metzinger's elbows out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Fernandez goes back to the back of the mound. Eases out some dirt clods on his spikes. Next offering. Shot foul, first base side. Two balls and a strike. Now Fernandez gave up four runs in his first appearance with Lansing at Fort Wayne in three innings, and then gave up seven in two innings against Great Lakes. The pitch, breaking ball, hangs way up and outside, 3-1. But since then, against West Michigan, Dayton, and then Great Lakes again, he's only surrendered 3 total runs. The pitch, hammered down the left field side, but foul. As it heads just to the left of the Fox River Brewing Company foul pole. 325 down the lines here at Neuroscience Group Field. And it's 400 and 405 to straightaway and right center. The pitch. High bouncing ball towards short. Waiting 2 hops to Cooper Bowman. Throws across a little bit low, but up the line. Picked by McGuire. 2 outs. In those last 3 outings against West Michigan, Fernandez, 3 1/3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 1 run with 2 strikeouts. At Dayton was his best performance, 5 innings of shutout baseball with 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, and gave up 2 runs against Great Lakes the last time around. First pitch breaking ball soars up and in on Wes Clark. 3 1/3 innings last week against Great Lakes with 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 2 Ks. The pitch, hammered out to left center field and down for a base hit. That gets by Armenteros and rolling all the way to the wall. Clark is around first, sprinting to second. It's a double for the catcher, Wes Clark. He had the 2 RBI single in yesterday's game to get the Timber Rattlers on the board. And a good swing there. 17th double this year for Clark, which is 3rd most on this Wisconsin team. So now Joe Gray Jr. continues this half inning. Nothing to nothing in the bottom of the first. Righty on righty, Fernandez, the pitch. Check swing, it's a called strike anyway. Christian Fernandez wearing 32. Dark hair coming out of the back of his gray and black Lugnuts cap. High black socks pulled up for Fernandez. A chest-high hold lowered to his belt. And the pitch home. Breaking ball comes up and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. Boy, that curveball just not working for him in this first inning. It's missed badly on both sides of the plate. And been way too tall. So still trying to figure that out. One of his 4-pitch fastball, changeup, curve, and slider mix. Here's the 1-1. Way outside. Good stop by Hanson Lopez. 2-1. Lugnuts defensively for Fernandez. Armenteros, Clark, and Maciel in the outfield from left to right. Joshua on right. Cooper Bowman on the left side of the infield with Saheed Valenzuela and Shane McGuire on the right side. Hanson Lopez catching the balls and strikes of Christian Fernandez. His next pitch. Kicked back off the netting. 2 balls and 2 strikes from Joe Gray Jr. Talked about it yesterday. Gray Jr. playing in the most games this year for Wisconsin. 112th game today of their 115 this season. His average sits at just 192. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming to the righty. Down low with the slider, 3-2. 18 doubles for Gray, 14 home runs, 45 walks, and 159 strikeouts. Those numbers all lead the Timber Rattlers' current hitters. Payoff pitch coming to the righty. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with the fastball low and outside. And Christian Fernandez gives up the double to Wes Clark, but strands him with a couple of strikeouts, and that will do it for the bottom of the first. No score between Lansing and Wisconsin here in Appleton.
His home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
An absolute gorgeous day for baseball up in Appleton, Wisconsin. It's about a six-hour drive, wrap around Lake Michigan, come through Chicago, and make your way up to one of the biggest cities in the Fox Cities here in Appleton, Wisconsin, the home of the Timber Rattlers at Neuroscience Group Field. See if the Lugnuts can get on the board here as we're scoreless. Denzel Clark, Lázaro Armenteros, and Gabriel Maciel. Middle of the order due up against the righty Steven Cruz. He turns in his first pitch. In there, strike one. Clark yesterday extended his on-base streak to now 10 games, RBI single and a walk, as he went 1-for-4. Next pitch, breaking ball way outside. One ball, one strike on Clark. 27 in his gray Lugnuts uniform. Swings the bat behind him slowly. Batting 230 on the season, 8 home runs, 20 driven in. The pitch jammed back off the netting. One ball, two strikes to Denzel Clark, already playing in his 41st game for the Lansing Lugnuts. Boy, it just seems like he came up from Stockton yesterday, and what an impact he's already had with the Nuts. Of course, played in the MLB Futures game. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider away. Clark reached on it. Second strikeout for Steven Cruz. A couple listeners have checked in, and it's feeling like home today. Longtime Lugnuts radio voice Jesse Goldberg-Stressler. We told you he had the week off, took some personal time with his family. He is tuned in today from Lansing, and the voice of Jackson Field, Chris Snyder, has checked in as well. Hey, guys. The pitch. That's down low. Ball one to Lázaro Armenteros. We will see Chris in 2 weeks back on the mic at Jackson Field as the Nuts will host the Dayton Dragons for their final series of the year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on Lázaro Armenteros. And Jesse will have you back on the air as he will take you to South Bend beginning on Tuesday through Sunday next week. Armenteros hitting 261. The pitch, in there, strike two. Good twisting slider from Steven Cruz. A front door slider. And Armenteros behind, one ball, two strikes. Two-run single yesterday right down the right field side. Blooped it in, and it was a big one for the Nuts. The pitch. This is swatted back, out of play. Sunglasses on for most players as it is bright and shining down on the diamond today. Armenteros no different. Those sunglasses reflecting off his face as he waits for the 1-2. Here it is. On the ground, hard hit towards short, and it's off the glove of Garcia and ricochets into center field. An error on Wisconsin, their third in the first two games of this series. Well, yesterday it was the veteran Jace Peterson that was at third base that committed the error on the left side. Today it's Eduardo Garcia, and the Nuts will take their base runner. Their first base runner yesterday was because of an error. It was on the starting pitcher, though, Carlos Rodriguez. Now it's Gabriel Maciel's turn with one out and one on in the second. No score. Cruz's pitch. Maciel takes it on the outside corner. Strike one. Gabriel Maciel was hit by a pitch last week and missed a few games. Great to see him back in the lineup. He is so important to this team. Leads them an average up around 280. 16 driven in, OPS 731. The pitch. That's wide. One ball, one strike for Macio. Nine doubles, three triples, a home run, 21 walks, and just 31 strikeouts. And when he gets on base, 6 for 8 in the stolen bases department. Massaro Armenteros can run as well. He's being held on at first. Next pitch, skied out to shallow left center field. Garcia, the shortstop, going back. It's Mercado, the left fielder, comes in. Hat flies off, makes the catch. Two away. So now it's Cooper Bowman that digs in. Two outs and a runner at first. No score between the Nuts and the Timber Rattlers here from Appleton, Wisconsin. Bowman averaged just up over 170. One home run, three driven in for the righty. The pitch home. Comes in tight, ball one to Cooper Bowman. Trying to get going here for Lansing. See if they could strike first. Armenteros hasn't taken off, but the Lugnuts have been more aggressive, especially with two outs, trying to get their runners in scoring position. The pitch, there goes Armenteros. Slider is low and away. The throw down to second is late on the tag from Murray, and Armenteros has another steal. His 10th this year, and the Lugnuts now have 105 on the season. Well, we talked about it yesterday, the Lugnuts and how much success they've had recently. 34 for 41 through their first 20 games in August. It's been remarkable the jump that they've made since the beginning of the season. The pitch. High strike one called on Cooper Bowman. Crazy to think we watched this team back in April have just 8 steals. Now, the weather's cold, and they kind of struggled altogether in April, but certainly in the aggression on the base pass was a big one. The pitch. That's in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Bowman. Bowman was 0 for 2 yesterday, but was hit by a pitch and walked. Also scored a run. Break-even pitch coming from the righty, Steven Cruz. Low and outside, and a payoff pitch for Bowman coming up. Good at-bats here by the Nuts. They drew a few walks, HBPs yesterday, walked 3 different times. And again, Bowman was hit. It would have been ball 4. He took it on the 4th pitch yesterday. 3-2 payoff with Armenteros, big lead at second. There he goes. And that's outside. Throw down to third is late, and Armenteros has taken second and third on the Cooper Bowman walk. How about that for Lázaro Armenteros? I don't think you usually see that. With nobody at first base, he said, I'm just going to go on 3-2. Got a great jump. He was halfway over to third. And the throw down and the tag from Betzinger wasn't even close. Lazarito. Have yourself a second inning, steal number 11 for Lazarito. Now here's Saheed Valenzuela with runners at first and third. No score, top two. The pitch. A little bit too tall. Ball one. Valenzuela came in, got a hit right away yesterday as he took over for Johnny Butler, doubled in his first at bat. Would love a two-out hit here to get the Nuts on the board. Here's the pitch. Kick back off the netting. Strike one. Valenzuela, the switch hitter, wearing number 2 against the righty, Steven Cruz. Average jump just over 205 this year for Valenzuela through 33 games. 9 runs scored, 21 hits, 4 doubles, and 4 driven in. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Sliced foul, third base side. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Valenzuela. Great clubhouse guy. The switch hitting 5'8", 185-pound, 24-year-old from Summerton, Arizona. It was the 13th round selection in 2019, Cal State Fullerton. Guys love him. He's got a beaming personality. 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball towards second on a few hops, scooped up by Murray. Throws to first, beats Valenzuela by a couple of steps, and Lansing leaves two stranded. On an error and a couple of swipes, and then a walk to Bowman. That's all for the Nuts. We head to the home half of the second. Nothing to nothing between Lansing and Wisconsin out here in Appleton.
That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the second in Appleton, Wisconsin at Neuroscience Group Field. Adam Jackson with you this week as the Lugnuts out of the Eastern Division battle the Timber Rattlers out of the Western Division. Game 2 of 6. No score in this afternoon's game. Lansing won the opener 4-3 last night. Christian Fernandez gave up a double in that first inning. That was it. His first pitch of the second. Check swing fouled. First base side, Eduardo Garcia. Strike one. Taden Hall, Jose Acosta will follow in this second inning against the righty Christian Fernandez. Second pitch. Loops in. Ball one to Fernandez. Fernandez now ready to Garcia. And the third pitch. Lifted out to shallow right over the head of Valenzuela and dumps in for a base hit. Not much on it, but just enough to get it over Valenzuela. Shot the other way, and Garcia is aboard, making up for that error he just committed in the last half inning. Lugnuts weren't able to take advantage even after Armenteros stole both second and third base. So now here comes Taden Hall as he makes his series debut, the Tampa, Florida native. First pitch. On the outside corner, strike one. Hall out of State College of Florida, ninth round selection this year. The pitch home. That's outside, 1-1. Taden has a unique batting stance. It's very open from the back of the box, and he almost is like sitting down in a chair and then turns his body right before the pitch comes to get ready. The pitch. That's swatted down the left field side and headed towards the corner, down for a base hit. Armenteros has it go by him and now gets it in as Garcia sprints to third. It's a double for Taden Hall. The first two are on in the second at second and third for Wisconsin. Hall opens all the way up for 75% of the at-bat and then quickly moves his front foot right against the front of the batter box line before he takes the pitch. And that one, he just doubled. His first double this year in his third game for the Timber Rattlers. Here's Jose Acosta from the left side. The pitch home. Down low inside, good block by Hanson Lopez. Nothing to nothing in the bottom of the second, but the Timber Rattlers out hitting Lansing 3-0. And trying to take advantage of the first two hits in this second inning against Christian Fernandez, who works through the lineup for the first time. The pitch. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Two-0 pitch coming. Way inside, it's ball three to Acosta. 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. He was acquired from a trade with the Rangers in exchange for cash considerations back in late May this year. It's a 3-0 pitch. Way up high, ball four. Not many of those were close. And the bases are loaded with Timber Rattlers in this second inning. I suspect we may see a visit from Don Schulze here. And that's the case as he makes his way out of the top dugout. Oh, a little jog up there to the mound for Don. Go have a little talk with Christian Fernandez. Luggies in those gray caps today with the zoomed in Luggy the Lugnut logo face and the black bills, gray pants, gray uniforms, Lansing in red with the Lugnut logo in the L. And as for Wisconsin, they've got those white home uniforms with the burgundy Timber Rattlers across their chest in that jagged writing, kind of like a fang. The High A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers since 2009. Here's the pitch. Shot foul down the first base side to Ethan Murray, strike one. Murray out of Virginia, fifth round selection last year. The pitch, that backs him up, 1-1. Garcia's at third, single. Taden Hall at second with a double. Jose Acosta at first with the walk. Nobody out, bottom two. Nothing to nothing. The pitch. A little bit wide. 2 balls and a strike. Hanson Lopez tried to frame it up for Justin Juska, but he wasn't having it. So Fernandez, big pitch coming here. On its way. There he hits with the slider on the outside corner. Strike two. Went back to that same exact pitch, and this time connected. 2-2. Slider away. Murray doesn't chase, and it's 3-2. One for three in yesterday's game. The pitch. Checked it, and he fouls it off. Couldn't hold up on what would have been ball four. Ethan out of Duke was that fifth-round selection last year. He was an everyday starter for the Blue Devils last season, 54, their 55 games. Hammers this out to left field. Armenteros going back. It's off the wall. One run comes in to score. Garcia followed by Hall. Acosta there. Here's the throw. One hop. Sliding tag. It's late. A bases clearing double for Ethan Murray. He punished that baseball, and the first four have reached in the second. And it's all Timber Rattlers in front, 3-0. Equaling their hit total or their run total from yesterday, all in one swing in this second inning. Here's Rady Mercado. The pitch home. Popped up right field. This should be the first out. Osio going back, sunglasses on, times it up, makes the catch, and guns it in. Off to third, though, goes Murray. And he's 90 feet away with one out in this second inning. So the big swing coming from Ethan Murray. It's his 19th double. And RBI is number 26, 27, and 28. And now with the runner at third, you've got to face the veteran, Jace Peterson. 32-year-old steps into the box from the left side against the righty Christian Fernandez. Back to the top of the order. 3-0 Wisconsin. The pitch. Peterson takes it wide. Ball one. He doubled yesterday down the right field side. Peterson was drafted way back in 2011. Taken in the first round by the San Diego Padres out of McNeese State. The pitch. It's a bouncing ball. That hops towards the Lugnuts dugout, 1-1. You think of McNeese State, you think of 2021 Lansing Lugnut, Shane Salmon. Great pop for the former Cowboy. Now up with AA Midlands. It's expected to be a three-game stint here for Peterson. Pops this up in the infield, now out to shallow center. Blocking with the sun is Bowman. He's underneath of it, makes the catch, and fires it back in to Shane McGuire in the infield. Two outs. Well, that's got to make you feel good. Christian Fernandez has worked around the big leaguer a couple of times with a strikeout and a weak pop. And now he's got a chance to get out of this half inning. Certainly don't want to surrender those three runs, but if you can hold one at third base, it's going to be a nice little feeling there. Ben Metzinger steps in, takes the first pitch fastball inside, ball one. Metzinger was 0 for 5 yesterday, grounded out in his first at-bat today. 3-0 Wisconsin, bottom two, the pitch. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Seventh round selection this year out of the University of Louisville, Metzinger. He's the Courier Journal Senior Player of the Year. For the Cards, the pitch. That's in there. Strike one with the slider. Good pitch from Fernandez. He played four seasons, did Metzinger, for the Louisville Cardinals, starting in 2019. The pitch. That's swatted foul. Two balls, two strikes. Helped Louisville advance to the Supers this year as they had a couple of home runs and five RBIs driven in one of their games against Michigan down there in the Louisville Regional. The pitch, lifted out to right field towards the line. Long run for Gabriel Maciel, sprinting into foul territory, and it off the tarp it goes. Gabriel braces at the tarp when he gets there, and he's got to track down the baseball as it rolls along the wall. Tosses it to a few young boys there on the berm down the right field side. Runner at third with two outs and a 2-2 pitch to Ben Metzinger coming from Jose Fernandez. Here it is from the righty. Swing and a miss. High heat blew it by him, and that'll do it for Wisconsin in the second. They do have a big half inning after the first four reached, and a bases clearing double from Ethan Murray makes it 3-0, but Fernandez comes back, gets a weak flyout, and his third strikeout. We're off to the third. 3-0 Timber Rattlers here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Natural disaster comes knocking. How prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Big half inning for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers as we bring you back to Neuroscience Group Field. They scored three runs on a bases-clearing double from Ethan Murray. And they strike first today. So Lansing try and get going here in this third inning. Hanson Lopez, and then back to the top of the order for Max Muncy, Joshua Wright against Steven Cruz. So Hanson Lopez digs in from the right side as he will make his series debut today. Catching for the Nuts. Just his eighth game this year, batting 176, three hits, two driven in, two walks, seven strikeouts for the righty. Steven Cruz's pitch. In there, strike one. Lopez, the nine hitter. Red Nike batting gloves. Sleeve on his right arm in black underneath his gray jersey. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Lugnuts out hit the Timber Rattlers 10-6 yesterday. They're getting out hit 4-0 today. So looking to get on base with that first hit. Got a walk and reached on an error so far. That's been it. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Chased one up. Third strikeout, rather, for Steven Cruz. The first out of this third inning. Well, I was tipped off today by my great radio broadcast partner, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler, let me know that it was National Waffle Day. International Waffle Day, celebrated on August 24th, began in 1869. How about that? Max Muncy digs in, 3-0 Timber Rattlers, top three. First pitch, and it's up high and outside. It honors the anniversary of the patenting of the first U.S. waffle iron back in 1869. The waffle iron invented by Cornelius Swartout of New York. Next pitch outside, one ball, one strike. So, conveniently not knowing that it was International Waffle Day, I had some pancakes this morning. I know. Not great. The pitch. That's swung on and missed. And it's one ball, two strikes on Max Muncy. Here's the thing, though. You can't visit the International House of Pancakes and order waffles, right? You gotta get the pancakes. I just weren't aware that it was International Waffle Day. The pitch. Slider away. Muncy lays off of it. Two balls, two strikes. But we are big fans of waffles here in the Lugnuts broadcast booth. Great delight to have in the morning. Pitch home, swing and a miss. Slider came in on the hands of Muncy, and Cruz took a little off of it. It looked like two outs on strikeouts, 3-4 for Steven Cruz. Well, he pitched really well against Cedar Rapids his first time out. Six innings, gave up just one run with five Ks and two walks, and a 1-0 loss for Wisconsin. They didn't get him any runs. They got him runs today in the second. The pitch. Joshua Wright takes a sweeping ball low. Joshua grounded out to short in his first at bat. Red and white Adidas spikes on the feet of Joshua, who digs in from the right side. Number five on the back of his gray uni. The pitch. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two hits for Wright yesterday, both singles. Lugnuts only had two extra base hits, both doubles. 2-0. Swing and a miss, reaching on the slider, low and outside. 2-1, kind of a half-hearted swing there from Joshua. Wasn't sure what to do with it. That slider seems to be the best pitch for Steven Cruz. Turns and throws. Swatted back. We're back even in the count, 2-2. Joshua Wright out of Panama. Signed for $175,000 as an international free agent at just 17 years old back in 2017. Waves the bat slowly up and down behind his helmet. The 2-2. Shot foul, first base side. And remains two balls, two strikes with two outs and the base is clear. In the top of the third for the Nuts. Trying to get something going today for Phil Poole. Third base box extended where the first-year manager stands. Coach Conklin up the first base side. The pitch lifted. Shallow left center field. Gray Jr. coming over to his right, and the center fielder makes the catch. And the Lugnuts go down in order. 1-2-3 in the third. Nothing doing so far for the Nuts as they don't have a hit yet through three frames. 3-0 Timber Rattlers leading here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom three at Neuroscience Group Field. Lugnuts trailing by three. As we welcome you back to Appleton, Wisconsin, Adam Jackson with you this week. Game two of six between the Nuts and the Rattlers. Lansing won game one yesterday. First pitch from Fernandez. Up and in, ball one to Wes Clark, who doubled the first hit of the game, one of four so far for Wisconsin. Joe Gray Jr., Eduardo Garcia to follow. Bouncing ball, third base side in foul territory. Scooped up by the manager, Joe Arault. He'll toss it in to a young fan. The pitch. In there, strike two. How does Fernandez respond after giving up the three hits and three runs in that second inning? A couple of hard hit balls off of him as well. First four reached in that frame, beginning with Garcia. Clark and Gray Jr., the only two that didn't come to the plate for Wisconsin. Fernandez steps off, takes time. Now comes reset with that high hold in the pitch. Throws low and outside, 2-2. We mentioned for Fernandez, hadn't given up more than two runs in his last few outings, but that changes today. Pitch in there, strike three with the fastball at the bottom of the zone. Fourth strikeout for Christian Fernandez. Bookending strikeouts to finish off the third and start, or finish off the second and start the third. Now here's Joe Gray Jr. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, no strikes on Joe Gray Jr. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Next pitch. High, strike one called. Good breaking ball right there from Fernandez. He was really struggling with that breaking ball in the first inning. Couldn't locate it. It's been much better since. Next pitch, bouncing ball that goes up above the dugout. Third base side where Wisconsin resides. One ball, two strikes on Gray. 3-0 Wisconsin. We're in the bottom of the third on a sun-soaked Wednesday, 80-plus degrees. The pitch home. Fastball misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Longest that Fernandez has gone is five innings this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and Gray is down. Good changeup from Christian Fernandez. Got him. And that's three straight strikeouts going back to the second. Give him five now. That equals the total he had in that five-inning outing against Dayton, where it was his best frame. Going five innings, five strikeouts, no runs. First pitch fastball shoots into Garcia, strike one. 3-0 Rattlers in the third. The pitch, hard hit on the ground, past Josh Juan Wright, base hit. Comes to Armenteros, and he'll calmly send it back into the infield. So Garcia, 2-for-2.
First baseman, number one, Hayden Hall.
Here's Tayden Hall, had a double in his last at-bat. That open stance. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Swings that right foot out in line with first base, then brings it right back towards the plate before the pitch comes. Throw over to first, and he just sets that bat down, holding it on his back shoulder casually. Literally, he's like sitting down in a chair before he moves into his stance right before the pitch comes. The pitch, pop foul, back up over the netting and into the lower bowl. Look out. The two fans weren't even paying attention there. Oh, they're preoccupied. They've got some hot dogs in this third inning. Can't be worrying about the baseball when you've got to get that food consumed. Nothing like that ballpark food, especially here in Wisconsin. They've got some good eats. 0-2 pitch. Swatted foul, up and out of play on Tayden Hall. Works against Fernandez with one on and two out, 3-0 Wisconsin. Ninth round selection this year out of State College of Florida. The 0-2 pitch. Oh, breaking ball. That comes in and hits Hall's front leg. That one gets away. That was more so the struggles we saw from Fernandez in that first inning, just not being able to command that breaking ball. It looked like it went right off the knee of Hall. And now it's Jose Acosta's turn. And again, Don Schulze will head out there to have a visit with Christian Fernandez with two on and two out.
And yesterday, it was Honor Day here at Ballpark.
Good moment to remind you that coming up in this series, the Lugnuts will throw Joey Estes tomorrow. It's a 6:40 local time start. The rest of this series for tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And then coming up on Sunday, it'll be a 1:10 start. So Joey Estes tomorrow, Jake Walkinshaw on Friday. Oh, Jesse made a mistake in the notes. Jake Verbitsky. Jesse, Kyle Verbitsky will throw on Saturday. And then Jack Owen, the lefty, on Sunday. The pitch, that's outside. One ball, no strikes. You got to point out the mistakes. Keep Jesse humble. He'd appreciate that. 3-0, Timber Rattlers leading in the top of the third. Fernandez kind of trying to keep it three runs, not give up any more with runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Changeup just misses. Two balls, no strikes to Jose Acosta, who walked, scored a run. Three runs in that second inning. Next pitch. That's a little bit wide, and it's three balls, no strikes. Well, Fernandez was looking good. He got a couple of strikeouts, but then gives up the hit to Garcia. Ahead 0-2 on Tayden Hall and an HBP, and now he finds himself behind, three balls, no strikes on Acosta. Walked him on four pitches in his first at-bat. And does it again here as that pitch rides inside. Can't find the zone against the lefty, and the bases are loaded. Well, Wisconsin's not a very good offensive team, and when you look at their numbers, but boy, they have loaded up the bases a lot already in this series. They did it a few different times yesterday and already have done it two times today. Now in back-to-back half innings, and here's Ethan Murray, the guy that cleared them the last time. The pitch, swing and a miss, changeup from Fernandez, a thing of beauty. Murray was looking for that double hack again. The pitch, slider outside, one ball, one strike. A former Duke Blue Devil coming up for a second time with the sacks full. 3-0 Wisconsin, two outs in the third. Fernandez's pitch. Outside, and it's 2-1. Well, certainly can't afford to give up any more runs here in this frame. Fernandez trying to pitch out of the jam. 2-1. Bottom of the zone, but he missed. Three balls and a strike. 8 of his last 9 pitches have been balls. Fernandez trying to find it here. 71 pitches today, just 36 strikes. The pitch, that's in there, belt high, fastball, strike 2. Big pitch from Fernandez. Huge payoff coming. Bases loaded, the 3-2. Oh, wow, that just missed. My goodness. Fernandez wants to know where it was. Hanson Lopez wants to know where it was. I'd like to know where that was. Goodness. That looked like it was right down the outside part of the plate. Instead, that brings in a run. Boy, that was really, really close. That's tough for Fernandez. Good pitch right there. And unfortunately, he doesn't get the call. And that looks like it's going to do it as Phil Pohl will come out to the mound here. And you feel for Fernandez. Gets the first two strikeouts, and then same type of thing. 5 through 8 hitters, all 4 reach, just like they did in the second. 4-0 Wisconsin. Fernandez exits, and we will have a pitching change. I told you yesterday that the bullpens are out in right and left center field, so got to wait a little bit to see who's coming out. That looks like Osvaldo Berríos jogging his way out from center field. Get your workout in before you hit the hill. And once again, a Lugnut pitcher entering a game here in Wisconsin with the bases loaded. Yesterday was the bases loaded in a one-run game with one out. And Trayson Kubo was electric. On a strikeout and a pop fly to third. And then he struck out the side in the ninth. That may be the best we've seen Trayson Kubo this year. It was phenomenal.
Now pitching number 15, Osvaldo Berríos.
So there's the introduction. It is Osvaldo Berríos that's coming in for the Nuts. Began the year as his starter, has moved to the pen, and his role has been much better out of the pen for the Nuts. 6'1", 220-pound, 22-year-old from Puerto Rico. He was a 20-round selection in 2017 out of Puerto Rico's Baseball Academy. He spent time with both Stockton and Lansing last year before being in Lansing all season this year. Let's get the stats for you on Osvaldo Berríos. .627 ERA through 22 games, started 11, again began the year as a starter. 12 home runs allowed, 70 strikeouts, 33 walks, and he faces the lefty, Rady Mercado, switch hitting Rady Mercado from the left side. The pitch, that's in there, strike 1. Bases are full with 2 outs in the third. Run already has come in. It's 4-0 Wisconsin. They scored 3 in the second, now 1 here in the third. The pitch home. Swatted up, left side of the diamond, not deep. Armenteros shading the sun with his glove, comes in to his left, makes the catch. Two pitches, two strikes, and a weak fly, and Barrios does the job. The Timber Rattlers add one more, though. Thanks to a base hit, an HBP, and back-to-back walks, they're in front 4-0, even after leaving the bases full. Let's see if Lansing can get their first hit and perhaps get on the board as they trail here in Wisconsin.
Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Through 3 innings as we bring it to the fourth, Lansing trailing 4-0. Got to get some offense going here against the righty, Steven Cruz. He's been pretty good, though. Racks up 4 strikeouts, has not allowed his first hit yet, and only given up 1 walk and 2 base runners. First pitch to Shane McGuire. On the ground, rolled slowly to second. Scooped up by Murray. Throws to first. 1 pitch and 1 out. Shane McGuire had the 3-hit day yesterday. He's 0-for-2 today with a line out and the ground out. And here's Denzel Clark. See if Denzel can get something going. Lansing still hitless. 5 up on the board for Wisconsin. 4 in the run column. None in the run column for the Nuts. The pitch. High arcing breaking ball loops in. Strike 1. Denzel struck out swinging on the slider away in his first at-bat. That slider's been really good today for Cruz. The pitch, there it is, swung on and missed. That slider coming in the zone for a strike, regardless of if Clark swung at it or not. Trying to extend his on-base streak to 11 games, but down 0-2 here. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 3. 4 pitches, all strikes, 2 outs. Strikeout number 5 for Cruz, who's rolling along. A 6'2", 175-pounder from Nicaragua has looked good. Signed as an international free agent with the Brew Crew in 2019. Now faces Lazarito Armenteros. The pitch home to the righty. Hard hit, 1 hop towards short. Gloved by Garcia. Runs forward, throwing to first. And that's going to do it. 5 pitches, all strikes in that 4th inning. And the Lugnuts go down very, very quickly. We head to the last of the 4th, 4-0, Wisconsin leading here at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton.
Us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the fourth inning as we bring you back to Appleton, Wisconsin. Jace Peterson leads off against Osvaldo Berríos. 1-2-3 to up against the Puerto Rican. Ben Metzinger and Wes Clark to follow. The 32-year-old and major leaguer digs in from the left side in the pitch. That's outside. Ball one. We talked about it earlier with Peterson. He was drafted all the way back in 2011. Out of San Diego Padres. So the pitch popped back up out of play. Strike one. He played with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps back in 2011. And more specifically, in 2012, the Tin Caps battled the Timber Rattlers in the Midwest League Championship. And Peterson played in that. The pitch sliced out to left center field. On the run is Clark. Armenteros converging. It's Clark just in front of the warning track that bends down to make the catch. And Peterson 0-3. So Jace Peterson was a part of that Fort Wayne squad in 2012 that lost to Wisconsin for the Midwest League Championship. How about that? Showing you how long that Peterson's been around. The first round selection, 58th overall pick in 2011, disposed here. Here's Ben Metzinger. First pitch. That's down low. Ball one. Oh, it's the bottom of the fourth, so we've got to get you some trivia today. 4-0, Wisconsin leading Lansing. The pitch home. That's a little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes. Yesterday, we went with a little lug nuts. Today in history, we're going to go off that again today. The pitch, lifted out to center field. Clark is going back. He's at the track. He jumps up at the wall. It's over the batter's eye and gone. Ben Metzinger leaves the yard straight away center field. The first home run in this series for either team. 5-0, Wisconsin. Second home run for Metzinger in his 13th game as a Timber Rattler. That was crushed. And Berríos, he's given up his fair share of home runs this year. Been better out of the pen, but that one his 13th allowed to make it 5-0. Wes Clark, he can go deep as well. 9 home runs this year, steps in. One out. The pitch, that's down low. Hanson Lopez looked like he got crossed up there. He's going to head out there and talk to Osvaldo Berríos. He thought he was getting a breaking ball, instead got a fastball. Oh, scary right there. All right, so the trivia question. It was today back in 2011 that 18-year-old Noah Syndergaard made his Lugnuts debut. And he pitched well against Bowling Green, kept him to just one run on 4 hits in 5 innings and struck out 6. Lugnuts got the win 4-1. So we're going to ask you a Noah Syndergaard-related question. The pitch, that's fouled off. No balls, 2 strikes. He wasn't getting a ton of notoriety out of high school. So the question in, who was the only school to offer Noah Syndergaard a scholarship? The pitch, swing and a bouncing ball, third base side, out of play. No balls, 2 strikes. Today's trivia question, who was the only school that offered Noah Syndergaard a scholarship to play college baseball? He, of course, turned it down and signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. He was drafted by the Jays. The pitch, that's outside. One ball, two strikes. Taken in the first round, 38th overall back in the 2010 draft. But crazy to think, he had some pretty good numbers both at the plate and as a pitcher his final year in high school. The pitch home. That bends back. Clark out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. I know the bummer. No email to send into. Actually, maybe. I mean, you could totally try. I believe Jesse's listening. So maybe he could message in if he's got some emails. But go ahead and send your answers to @AdamJaxa on Twitter. 3-2. Lifted deep. Left field side. Foul. It remains 3-2 on Wes Clark. 80 AM, JAKSA. Send in your trivia question answers. Marsha Bullard, Leanne Cook got the question right yesterday. Today, who was the only school that offered Noah Syndergaard a scholarship to play college baseball? I think a few colleges missed out on a pretty good talent. 3-2. Popped up in the infield, right side, now carrying out to shallow right. Back goes Valenzuela, giving way. That's Maciel that makes the catch. And there's two away. Buelbas was playing in right field yesterday. It's Maciel today. And now with two outs, it's Joe Gray Jr. 5-0, Wisconsin leading in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike one. By the way, that home run from Ben Metzinger. 98 off the bat and 401 feet to dead center field. The pitch. And on the hands, foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. Osvaldo Berrios working now after Christian Fernandez started this game. Christian Fernandez went 2 2/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, all were earned. 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. And the home run allowed by Osvaldo Berrios to Metzinger earlier in this half inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with the high slider away. And that is going to do it for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, but they do add one more thanks to the home run from Ben Metzinger to straightaway center over the 20-foot-tall batter's eye. 5-0, Timber Rattlers were off to the fifth right after this.
Home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Lugnuts trying to get something going right now. They're trailing 5-0 in the top of the fifth, and they are still looking for their first hit of this game. See if Gabriel Maciel can get it. He has a strike to his name. Took too long out of the half inning, so 0-1 pitch coming to Maciel. Bunts it, popped up, foul, third base side. Now he's going to have to swing away at 0-2. Steven Cruz still into the game, the right-handed starter for the Rattlers. He's been really good. 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, no hits allowed against this Nuts offense that collected 10 yesterday. The pitch, fly back foul. No balls, 2 strikes still on Maciel. Switch hitting 5'8", 180-pound, 23-year-old from Brazil. Stands in from the left side. Bat waggling back and forth behind his black helmet. The pitch. Twisted, flying out to left field. Into the sun. Mercado can't see it, and it bounced down. And Maciel is into second. The sun affecting Mercado right there. And we'll see what they rule it. But Maciel looks like he's got a double to open up this fifth inning on what was a very routine fly ball. So Maciel is aboard. We'll see what they rule it. Here's Cooper Bowman that digs it. Lugnuts have a base runner. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Have not ruled what they're going to put up there. It is now a hit for Gabriel Maciel. So a double for Maciel to lead off this fifth inning thanks to the Suns' aid in this fifth. The pitch. That's outside. 1-1. Bowman walked. 3-2 pitch earlier in this game. Five to nothing, Wisconsin leading. Cruz set from the stretch and throws. Swing and a miss. Good slider. 1-2 on Bowman. He was a 21st rated prospect for the Yankees before the trade. As he came over for the Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino deal back on August 1st. Ken Waldichuk, Luis Medina, and J.P. Sears. He acquired for the A's. Slider away. 2-2. Bowman played a couple of years at Iowa Western CC before he became a Louisville Cardinal. He's an all-ACC second-team member out of South Dakota. 2-2 pitch to the righty. Low and outside, 3-2. Good at-bats today from Bowman. Again, the Lugnuts love when he gets on because he can swipe bases with the best of them. He had 35 swipes and 41 attempts with Hudson Valley this year in the New York system. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, and he was underneath of it and out in front of it. Strikeout number 6 for Steven Cruz. All right, so it's Saheed Valenzuela that steps in, trying to help the Lugnuts get on the board. 5-0, Wisconsin in the fifth. Righty-lefty matchup, the pitch. Strike one. Throw out the T-shirts here for the strikeouts, so they've had 6 opportunities for fans to get a free T-shirt here at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Cruz set, and the pitch home. Outside. 1-1 on Valenzuela. He grounded out to second in his first at-bat. Rolled over to second yesterday. Lugnuts had the bases loaded in the eighth and were unable to produce. Held on to win 4-3. Wisconsin trying to even the series. Next pitch. Outside, 2-1. The Appleton Airport is about 5 minutes from here. And there's flights that continue to go throughout the day today, so we're seeing airplanes pass off in the distance here. in Appleton. The pitch home. Net comes in, and it hits Saheed. Got him in on the hands, it looked like. So the Lugnuts have another base runner. HBP. And they're at first and second now with one out. So Hanson Lopez now comes to the plate. First and second, one out. The pitch. Slider away. Good stop from Wes Clark. One ball, no strikes. Best opportunity for Lansing right now. Trailing 5-0 in the fifth. Can they find a way back in this game? Lopez gets on here. They have the top of the order up, although Max Muncy has really struggled in this series. Four strikeouts and just one for seven. The pitch. Lifted. Left side of the infield. Metzinger over there, but it's the shortstop Garcia right in his position. Makes the catch. Two outs. All right, Max Muncy coming up. Let's see if he can get something going. The California native and 25th pick in 2021 out of Thousand Oaks High School digs in from the right side. Masio and Valenzuela, good speed at first and second. 5-0 Timber Rattlers in the fifth on a sun-soaked Wednesday. The pitch home. High arcing breaking ball that comes in up towards the head to Max Muncy. Ball one. Top 10 prospect and the number one athletics shortstop prospect in the system. 2.0, they call him. He's got the same birthday as the big leaguer Max Muncy for the Dodgers. He was also drafted by the A's back in the day. The 1-0 popped up in the infield. That's not going to do it. Now gets behind home plate. Clark removes the mask, reaches up, makes the catch. And nothing doing for the Nuts against Steven Cruz. Well, they were gifted a double to left field for their first hit, thanks to the sun, as Rady Mercado couldn't see it. But Lansing can't do anything else. They strand runners at first and second. And we will head to the home half for the fifth. Still all Wisconsin, up by a handful at Neuroscience Group Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lansing trailing 5-0 as Osvaldo Berrios has led the Nuts through the last couple of half innings. And now Mac Lardner comes up. First pitch. And that's in there. Strike one from Lardner. He's got that bright blue glove. You can't miss it. Second pitch for the righty. That shoots in. Strike two. Lardner wearing number 22 for the Nuts. Facing Eduardo Garcia. Taden Hall to follow. The pitch, twisting foul down the third base side. Jose Acosta is the third batter. So Barrios goes an inning and a third today for the Nuts. Gives up one run and one hit. It's the big swing home run. Also had one strikeout. So in comes Lardner out of the pen. Lansing trying to keep this game within range. 0-2 pitch. Outside, one ball, two strikes from Lardner. Out of Templeton, California, signed by the A's as a minor league free agent right before the season started. That ball is rocketed foul. Down the third base side, 1-2. Back on May 4th, as he was expected to be an independent baseballer for the Washington Wild Things before getting picked up by the A's. He was in the Midwest League last year. We've talked about it this year with the St. Louis Cardinals. Pitched for Gonzaga. Throws, swing, and a miss. That dropped off the table. Good pitch from Lardner. There's the first out. His first strikeout in the fifth.
Here's Hunter Hickman, the base hit by Joe Harvey. It's a first baseman, number one, Taden Hall.
Taden Hall now steps in, 5-0 Wisconsin. The pitch, up high and outside, ball one. Hall's had a big day, doubled, scored a run, and then was hit by a pitch in the third. Not been retired yet, this has been the tricky part of the order. Next pitch, on the outside part, but not called a strike, 2-0. 5, 6, 7, and 8 hitters all had reached in their first two at-bats until that strikeout to Garcia. The pitch popped up left side of the infield. Joshua Wright shielding the sun with his glove. Now runs in even with the bag at third and makes the catch. Two outs. So good job by Lardner. Here comes it. Gets the strikeout. Gets weak contact. And now it's Jose Acosta, who has walked twice on 8 total pitches. He has not seen a strike today. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. Next offering, on the inner part of the plate, knee high, and that is strike one. 5-0, Timber Rattlers, bottom five. 1-1, swing and a miss, 1 ball, 2 strikes. By the way, wanted to say hello to our Lugnut fans and friends, Leanne Cook, Mike, Carol, Marsha, all making the ride out here to Appleton. The pitch, that's up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. They are tuned in and en route. We are excited to see you guys. Go Nuts, and thanks for tuning in. See if the Lugnuts have a little comeback magic in them today. The pitch. That's up high inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Jose Acosta. 27 on the back of his home Timber Rattler uniform. Burgundy stripes pulled up. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball towards third. Rolled into the glove of Josh Wainwright. Slings to first across the diamond in time. And Mac Lardner has a perfect fifth inning. We head to the sixth. Lugnuts did get their first hit in the last half inning. Maybe they can get their first run in the next half inning. Find out as we'll come right back to Neuroscience Group Field after this.
Home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Back to the ballpark we shall come. Top of the sixth, 5-0. Rattlers leading the Lugnuts. Joshuan Wright, Shane McGuire, and Denzel Clark leading off. And they still face the starter, Steven Cruz, who's going into the sixth. He's been excellent. The pitch just misses inside. Ball one. Did get a little wild there in the fifth. Had an HBP. Gave up a double to Masio, but that was weak contact and just a ball that got stuck up in the sun. Mercado couldn't see it. The pinch, up high, two balls, no strikes. Outside of the HBP, though, set down the Lugnuts. Got his sixth strikeout and only has given up that sun ball double. The pitch home. Swatted out to left field. Running Mercado towards the line, makes the catch. Joshuan Wright went up to the top of the zone and then some to go get it, but unable to get it down because Mercado was screaming over there. And now it's Shane McGuire. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but the Lugnuts, or the Athletics, had Mason Miller throw down in a rehab assignment with the Arizona Complex League, and he did pretty darn well. Here's Shane McGuire. That's down low. Ball one. McGuire 0 for 2 today. Mason James Miller, he's the third round pick for the A's last year out of Gardner Webb. The pitch in there, strike one. Mason threw two innings yesterday down in the ACL. He retired all six batters and struck out five. My goodness. Looking forward to seeing that guy more. The pitch. Strike two. Will be interesting to see if he gets assigned anywhere, if the A's want to try and send him somewhere for the last few weeks of the season, or if it's just going to be a quick stint. But five strikeouts, six batters faced, that's not even the eye-catching numbers for Mason Miller. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. McGuire didn't like it. And that's strikeout number seven for Cruz. Miller was sitting 99 to 101 yesterday with his fastball during both innings and at one point touched 102. There are so many guys that we've seen as Lugnuts that don't have quite the uptick in velocity. They get more swings and misses with the movement on their pitches. Denzel Clark steps in. First pitch fastball, strike one. But we've seen it a little bit. Jorge Juan can shoot it up there in the upper to mid-90s. Mason Miller shooting it into the low 100s yesterday. My goodness. The pitch popped up in the infield. Coming in, the third baseman, Metzinger, makes the catch to the left of the mound. And the Lugnuts retired in order against Steven Cruz. So, congrats to Mason Miller on his rehab assignment. Two innings, six batters faced, and five strikeouts. Here, the Lugnuts, they're facing that type of pitching. They have not been able to get anything going. Off to the bottom of the sixth, 5-0, Wisconsin leading.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Here we go for the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch from Mac Lardner is down low. Ball one to Ethan Murray. He's got four driven in today with a bases clearing double and a walk with the bases loaded. The pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed pitch, strike one to the Duke Blue Devil. Murray stands at the back of the box on the right side. Lardner's pitch. Breaking ball hit through the hole, left side, base hit, rolling into left field. Murray is on for a third time. Goodness, what a day he's having. Ray DiMarcato steps in with those burgundy socks pulled up and his white baseball pants scrunched up just below his knees. Slender frame waits the pitch. Up high inside as he bobs back out of the way. 0 for 2 today with a flyout in the second and the third. The first one to right field, the second one to left field. 1-0 pitch. Lifted. Left side of the diamond to shallow left field. Bowman is over there. It's Josh Wainwright that stands in front of him and makes the catch in the infield. Those two having a discussion over there. I think Bowman was ready for it, and Joshua just decided to take it. Wasn't sure if Bowman knew where it was. The sun is giving fielders on the left side of the diamond issues with where it's sitting today for the middle of this game, coming up on 2 o'clock in the central time zone. The pitch, Jace Peterson takes it down low, ball one. Not many times you see a player here in the Midwest League that's older than one of the managers. Jace Peterson, older than Phil Pohl, first-year manager for the Nuts. This is swatted out to center field. Clark is on the run. He jumps and it goes off his glove into center field. Murray comes around second into third. Peterson's got a double. Clark probably could have had that one, but looked like he overran it a little bit and then made contact with the ball with his glove but couldn't come up with it.
Third baseman, 20, Ben Metzinger.
So second double in as many days for Jace Peterson. Ben Metzinger comes up, homered out to straightaway center. Infield drawn in for the Nuts, 5-0 Timber Rattlers. The pitch, down to low, ball one. Metzinger had the homer in the fourth, grounded out and struck out before that. Lansing not going to give up any more runs. The pitch outside, two balls, no strikes if something's hit on the ground. They are trying to avoid anything else coming in with that infield drawn in. Right, Bowman, Valenzuela, McGuire across the infield for Lansing. The pitch, that shoots in, strike one. In the bottom of the sixth, all Wisconsin out-hitting Lansing 8-1, leading 5-0. They've had five extra base hits today with four doubles and the home run from this man. The pitch. Breaking ball low and inside, 3-1. Lansing just hasn't been able to get anything going against the starter, Steven Cruz, who's thrown 77 pitches. This toss down the right field side, shooting towards the foul pole and just to the right of it as it heads towards the berm. Probably about 10 to 15 steps wide of the 325 sign, right down by the Fox River Brewing Company foul pole. Second and third with one out. The pitch on the ground towards short, backhanded by Bowman, comes home, throw to the plate. Lopez with the tag and gets it on the sliding Ethan Murray for the out. Great throw, great tag from Bowman to Lopez, to Lopez for the 6-2 putout. So Peterson gets to third, Metzinger to first. Lugnuts avoid the run coming in. That's why you bring the infield in. And now it's Wes Clark. Two outs against Mack Lardner in the bottom of the sixth, 5-0. Rattlers, the pitch. Up high, a little bit outside, ball one. Wisconsin, 34-21. Good record at home this year. Closing the gap on a .500 record in the second half. They sit at 23-26. Just a few games up above .500 on the year. The pitch. Sprayed foul. Right side. One ball, one strike. Pretty good crowd on hand today. Not as full as what it was last night. Really good crowd that filled up the entire lower bowl last night. 4,650 fans. Last night's 4-3 Lugnuts win. The pitch. Wide, 2-1. Clark, a big power hitter, 6'2", 230 out of Forest, Virginia. 10th rounder from a year ago. The pitch, lofted in a little bit high and outside, 3-1. Clark digs back in from that right side waiting. First and third, two outs. Lardner's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A breaking ball coming down from Mack Lardner. Payoff pitch coming. Down low, ball four. So again, Wisconsin has loaded the bases. And it'll be Joe Gray Jr., but Don Schulze heads out there now with the bases full for a third time in this game, multiple times in yesterday's game for the Rattlers. Lugnuts have had a lot of pressure on them with the bases in this series so far. Time to take a peek at the Midwest League scoreboard. Just take a peek at the games coming up today. Lansing and Wisconsin, the only early game. Everything else will be tonight. West Michigan hosting South Bend at LMCU Ballpark. Lake County will host Cedar Rapids at Classic Park. Out at Dow Diamond, it's Great Lakes and Fort Wayne. Quad Cities and Dayton battling at Modern Woodman Park. First pitch to Gray Jr. Up high, ball one. And then the final game tonight, 7:35 Eastern Time. Beloit battles Peoria at ABC Supply Stadium. down right across the border in Wisconsin. The pitch kicked back off the netting after it deflected off Hanson Lopez's mask. One ball, one strike. That trip to Beloit was the first time that Lansing made it to the Badger State this year, just across the border of Illinois at ABC Supply Stadium. The Nuts lost 5 of 6. The pitch. Outside, 2-1. Bases are full in the sixth, 5-0 already. Wisconsin leading. Lardner's offering. Twisted foul. 2-2. Joe Gray Jr. trying to avoid the golden sombrero. 3 strikeouts. First, the third, and the fourth. Peterson at third, Metzinger at second, Clark at first. 2 away in the sixth. 2-2. Oh, man. Right on the outer edge. Ball 3. Another close one. The payoff. Swing and a miss, and Gray Jr. will wear the golden sombrero. He strikes out for a fourth time. Second strikeout for Mac Lardner, and that leaves the bases loaded in this sixth inning. And no runs come in. So we head to the seventh. Lugnuts trailing 5-0 to the Timber Rattlers.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the seventh we go here at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday afternoon, August 24th, 2022. Not many games left to go after today. It'll just be 16 left for the Nuts. Lázaro Armenteros, line drive back up the middle as he welcomes Jason Pena into the game. And there's the second hit for the Nuts to open up the seventh. So Steven Cruz's day is done, and the Nuts very excited to see him exit after he goes 6 innings. Gives up just 1 hit, no runs, with a walk and 7 strikeouts. And that 1 hit, a double from Gabriel Macio on a pop-up right to the left fielder. Mercado just couldn't see it. The pitch. Up high outside, ball 1. Wisconsin 5, Lansing none, top 7. Nuts had 4 runs yesterday on 10 hits. Today, no runs on 2 hits. The pitch, up high, Two balls, no strikes on Gabriel Maciel, who's 1-for-2 with that double. Then a fly out to left field. Both balls been shot out that way. Jason Pena set. And the pitch home. There goes Armenteros. It's in there for a called strike. The throw down is well late as Lázaro has stolen his third bag. He stole second and third when he reached back on an error in the second. Does he dare try and steal third again? 12 steals now for Armenteros on 16 attempts this year. The pitch outside. Three balls and a strike. Now Maciel gets on. They could pull a double steal. Lugnuts need base runners, though, and they need more than just a run or two. Got to make up five. The pitch. Maciel squares to bunt. Takes a called strike two as he tried to get bat on the ball there. All right, a 3-2 pitch coming from Jason Pena. Outside ball four, and the first two have reached for the Nuts in the seventh. Well, Lansing had success against the bullpen yesterday for Wisconsin. Can they do it again today? We saw Pena for the ninth inning yesterday. He gave up a walk, but other than that, came in to get the three outs in the ninth after Tyler Gillies allowed two singles to open up the ninth inning. Pena left the bases loaded. Here's Cooper Bowman. Bunts it down the third base side, rolling across the line and foul as it's picked up by Metzinger about halfway up the line. Strike one. Like the idea there, but just goes to the left of the line for Cooper Bowman. Saheed Valenzuela, the man that waits on deck for the Nuts, trailing 5-0 in the seventh. Wisconsin trying to even the series at one apiece before we head into tomorrow's game and before heading into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at Neuroscience Group Field for the Lansing Lugnuts. The 0-1 pitch. In there, strike two. Cooper Bowman today, a walk and a strikeout. Has not put the ball in play. See if he does here. Got to protect down, no balls, two strikes. Pena's pitch. Bouncing ball over the head of Phil Pohl, who ducks. And standing down at the edge of the coach's box, ready to be the judge on if Armenteros is going to come home or not on a base hit. Lázaro at second, Maciel at first, a base hit and a walk against Pena here in the seventh inning. Long stare for Jason Pena, coming set, and the pitch home. On the ground, hit towards the right side. Maciel has to stop, and then the ball gets under the glove of Hall into right field. Armenteros waved around third. He scores. Maciel, head first slide. It goes off of him as he's safe into third, and the ball goes towards the dugout. Up to second goes Cooper Bowman, and the Lugnuts are on the board. It's 5-1 in the seventh. We'll see what they rule that one over there. A little bouncer towards first. Maciel stopped. And he stopped right in front of Hall, but he had to because that ball was going to hit him. Because he stopped right in front of Hall, Hall didn't see it until it got by Maciel. And that's going to be, it looks like, an error on the first baseman. The pitch to Saheed Valenzuela is outside. So second error today after a two-error day yesterday for Wisconsin. The pitch, Twisted foul. One ball, one strike on Valenzuela. So the Nuts down 5-1. Base hit here could score two and get them back to within 5-3. Not out of this one yet. It's been all Timber Rattlers, but chance for Valenzuela, who's got four RBIs on the year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Still nobody out for Lansing in this seventh inning. The pitch. Shot down the third base side, just foul. One and two. Boy, that was close for Saeed. That goes down the line. That's scoring two. He's getting to second base, and the tying run's coming to the plate. 1-2 pitch. Hit hard over towards second on one hop. This will score a run. Murray on the fringe of the grass, slings to first. One out. And an RBI for Valenzuela, scoring Macio. Cooper Bowman moves to third. And now it's Hanson Lopez. 5-2 our score. So the Nuts, bottom of the order, coming through. See if Lopez can deliver. The pitch. Outside, ball one. Lopez is 0-2. He had a strikeout and a flyout in the fifth. Slightly open stance from the right side. 158 average, two driven in. The pitch. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Bowman stands 90 feet away, so see if Cooper Bowman can come in and score and cut this thing to a two-run lead. Just two hits today for Lansing, but they've scored two runs. The pitch. Inside. Three balls, no strikes. The first half inning, we haven't seen the starter, Steven Cruz, as he was removed. And the Nuts paying it off so far. Back to the top of the order for Max Muncy after this. If Lopez reaches. 3-0 pitch. Way outside, ball four. And now this is getting interesting. That might do it for Pena. Here comes Joe Arolt. I mean, that's a batter in Hanson Lopez that's batting about .150, and most of those pitches weren't close. So right there, that tells the sign for Arolt. He's got to go get his guy, and he does so as the Timber Rattlers will bring in their new reliever to face Max Muncy at the top of this order. See who the new pitcher is for Wisconsin on this sunny Wednesday afternoon. The YMCA booming here at Neuroscience Group Field. Appreciate you stopping in. Again, no numbers on the front of the Wisconsin Timber Rattler uniforms, so bear with us for a moment. Like it's Taylor Floyd that's come in.
Now pitching for the Rattlers, number 15, Taylor Floyd.
So he will take over as we go back to the top of the order against Max Muncy. Taylor Floyd. 10th round selection in 2019 out of Texas Tech. The Red Raider pitched a couple of seasons at Grayson Community College before going to Texas Tech. He pitched the final two innings of a no-hitter in game one of a doubleheader at Cedar Rapids last year. Was the organizational pitcher of the month last year in May. And back for a second year in Wisconsin, 4-2 with 8 saves, 33 games with the Timber Rattlers last year for being transferred to Biloxi. Strike one to Max Muncy. Here comes the second pitch. That's in there, strike two. The pitch is twisted foul. No balls, two strikes on Max Muncy. He's 0 for 3 today, 1 for 8 in this series. The 0-2 pitch to the righty. Check swing, went around. Max struggling. That's his third strikeout. So Taylor Floyd gets the strikeout as we take a peek. At Floyd, who's appeared in 13 games this year, ERA 4.38, 18 hits allowed, 18 walks, 27 strikeouts, two homers. Wright swats this one out to right center, but Acosta is over there, makes the catch, and that's going to do it. Comes in, throws five pitches. The Nuts do get a couple of runs, but nothing more. And we head to the last of the seventh as we'll stretch it out. Wisconsin in front, 5-2.
Home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the bottom of the seventh we go, all stretched out in Wisconsin at Neuroscience Group Field. Second pitch, Lardner misses inside. One ball, one strike to Eduardo Garcia. Tayden Hall and Jose Acosta to follow against Lardner, who begins his third inning of work. 5-2 Wisconsin, the pitch. That shot foul. One ball, two strikes on Garcia. Couple of base hits, two runs scored, and a strikeout in the fifth. The pitch home. Bouncing ball foul off of Garcia. That was the first batter that Mac Lardner faced. One of his two strikeouts. Does have a walk and two hits allowed, but has not given up any runs since taking over a couple half innings ago. The pitch, breaking ball, swatted foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes. It is a sunny and 80-plus degree afternoon here in the east side of Wisconsin. Wrapped around in a six-hour drive up around Lake Michigan. Head down through Indiana, up through Illinois, and go through Chicago, and then cross over into the border of Wisconsin. Come up here about an hour and a half north of Milwaukee, and about 30 or so minutes southwest of Green Bay. The pitch lifted out to shallow right. Maciel long strides to his left, now stops, gets behind it, makes the catch, and there's one away. So now Taden Hall, and it is time to answer our trivia question for this afternoon's game. We told you that Noah Syndergaard, on this day back in Lansing Lugnuts history, made his debut in 2011 as an 18-year-old. The pitch, Hall takes it inside, ball one. 5-2 Timber Rattlers in the bottom of the seventh. So we asked you, with Noah Syndergaard, it was kind of a late developing situation. Only one offer collegiately. The pitch, down low, two balls, no strikes. That's right. Only one team offered him. He obviously signed away with the Blue Jays anyway. The pitch, hard hit over the head of Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman into right field. Base hit. Hall is aboard for a third time.
Hey, get it again. Time to go for Big Sticks from Shoemaker.
So we did get a couple of answers, and we did get a couple of correct answers. The first correct answer came from Paul Hammerly, as Phil Pohl makes a visit out there, and Mac Lardner looks like he may be done here. Paul Hammerly says Dallas Baptist University. That is correct, Paul. We also had a correct response written in from Leanne Cook, Carol, Mike, and Marshall saying Dallas Baptist. And Chris Snyder, the voice of Jackson Field, says Asgard University. Clever. The nickname for Noah Syndergaard and those luscious blonde locks, Thor. He was not given a scholarship by Asgard University. Chris also says, or University of Texas, close, as the Texan got looked at by Dallas Baptist. He's out of Mansfield, Texas. The Dallas Baptist Patriots were the only team that offered Noah Syndergaard a scholarship, and it was a scholarship to be a batter, not a pitcher, because Noah was so good at hitting as well in his final year. He batted .409 at the high school level, 17 doubles, 9 home runs, 41 runs batted in, and also had a 1.27 ERA as the Fort Worth Star-Telegram Pitcher Player of the Year. Went 11-3 and with that ERA just above 1, striking out 135 batters and walking just 24 in 88 innings pitched. But again, Dallas Baptist, the only team that offered Noah Syndergaard a scholarship. Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Baylor, among others, were talking to him. But that's that. So thanks to everyone for participating today in Lansing Lugnuts Trivia. Even without the handy-dandy email, folks still finding a way to write into us. We appreciate it. Brock Whittlesey is the new man that has come out for the Nuts to face Jose Acosta. First pitch, bunted up foul off the netting. Strike one. Number 34, Brock Whittlesey.
I don't know how to pull it. No time.
The pitch home. That's fouled back. No balls, two strikes. Whittlesey, the 6'3", 210-pound, 25-year-old from Mesa, Arizona. Undrafted in 2019 out of New Mexico State. ERA sits just above 3 for Whittlesey. 42 and a third innings. That pitch up high. One ball and two strikes. Came down from Midland earlier this season after he was a lug nut last year. 5 home runs allowed, 29 strikeouts, 17 walks. 1-2 pitch. And on the hands, twisted up over the netting into the lower bowl. Look out. And it remains a ball and two strikes on Acosta, who's reached twice today with a couple of walks and then grounded out in the fifth. Whittlesey set from the stretch, belt high hold to the lefty. Here it is. Down low, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Garcia flied out, Hall singled, and Acosta at the plate. 5-2, Wisconsin leading in the seventh. Next pitch, a little bit wide, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. So a payoff pitch coming from Brock. Here it is, swatted foul, and Dayton Hall will have to head back to first base. Reminder, tomorrow's game will be at 6:40 Central Time. We'll be on the air at 6:25. Joey Estes gets the ball. ERA sitting just above 5. Still to be determined yet who the Timber Rattlers will be throwing. The pinch. Lifted out to left center field. Clark is on the run. It's Armenteros, and he drops the baseball. Running to his left, it came out of his mitt. Up to second goes Acosta. Hall is at third. On the run, Lázaro Armenteros just dropped it. And that should be the first error on the Lansing Lugnuts in this series, and it is an E7 on Armenteros. Looked like he had it, and it just came out. So now it's Ethan Murray. Down low, ball one. Lansing just couldn't afford that. They just got the 2 runs back. Have a chance to get the second out in the frame. Pretty long run for Armenteros, but he was there, and it just popped out. The pitch. In there, strike one. Murray has had a huge game in the 8 hole. Bases clearing, double in the second. Walked with the bases loaded in the third, and then singled in the 6th. Second and third, infield in. The pitch. Flied out to right field, not deep, long run. Clark coming in, and it's a sliding grab made by Maciel. And this will be a sacrifice fly that scores Caden Hall. So that'll be an unearned run that comes in. Would have been the third out for Brock Whittlesey.
Left fielder, number 11 minute.
And now it's Rady Mercado that steps in. He's 0 for 3 today. Runner at second, 2 outs. The pitch, tries to bunt at it. Strike one. Whittlesey. Pitched a couple of times against Great Lakes, picked up a save back last week, and then pitched one inning, gave up 3 hits, no runs in the other outing. Hard hit ball that's on the ground through the hole right side, base hit. Around third, here comes Acosta. No throw will be made. 7-2 Wisconsin. They get back both runs that Lansing just gathered in the top of the frame. So because of the error out there in left field, two runs come in, and it pushes the lead right back to five here in the seventh. And now Jace Peterson steps in. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. Ball one. Peterson today, 1-for-4. Expected to rejoin Milwaukee this weekend. The pitch, outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Next offering is wide as well, and it's 3-0. All of a sudden, Brock Whittlesey struggling to find the zone here. Took over for Mac Lardner with one out and one on. 3-0. In there, strike one against Peterson. Strikeout, fly out. Then another fly out and a double. That was scorched to center field. Clark got his mitt on it but couldn't handle the line drive shot. 3-1 pitch, down low, ball four. Some lengthy at-bats and lengthy half innings. Wisconsin has loaded up the bases three times.
Third baseman, 20 men.
And now they've got runners at first and second. And now Don Schulze will head out there. Just has not been super comforting for the Nuts, even though they gave up just 3 runs yesterday. Bases have been busy. And same thing today. Wisconsin with 3 runs in the second, 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 7th. Lansing just got those 2 runs in the 7th. 7 hits, around 7 runs on 10 hits and 3 errors for the Timber Rattlers. 2 runs on 2 hits and an error for Lansing. Not been their day today after winning the series opener yesterday. Metzinger with the home run in the 4th. So he's had a big swing today. A first pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Whittlesey comes set at the belt. Runners at first and second, and the pitch home. That's not there. 1-ball, 1-strike. Lugnuts looking for their 80th all-time win against Wisconsin, 79-57 against the Timber Rattlers. A winning record here in Wisconsin, 35-32. The pitch home. In there, strike two. 1-ball, 2-strikes. In Lansing, the Nuts 44-25. They have been really good at home, but again, these two teams hadn't met since 2019. 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball towards third. Gets through the hole left side into left field. Rounding third and coming in to score. And it's 8-2 up to second. Goes Ben Metzinger. So Mercado comes in to score, Peterson goes to third, and this has turned into a devastating seventh inning.
Is that the catcher? 28, Wes Clark.
And now it's Wes Clark, again, all because of an error that kept this half inning going, just a dropped baseball by Armenteros in left field. And give credit to Wisconsin. They've taken advantage of that mistake. Clark, the 8th batter to come up. First pitch. Swatted foul, strike one. Timber Rattler fans enjoying this one today as they come out on a Wednesday afternoon, enjoying the sun. And enjoying some baseball. The 0-1. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Another close take. Those outside corner calls have not just not come today from Justin Juska. Saw Fernandez not get one. Barrios not get one. That one looked like a strike. The pitch. That's flied back. One ball, two strikes on Clark, who today has a double. Struck out and flied out in the third and the fourth, and then walked in the sixth. Runners at second and third with two outs. A 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Hammered out to left field. Armenteros is going back. This one is off the top of the wall. Both runs come in to score. Clark is up to second with his second double. And another two RBI day for Wes Clark. 10-2. All five runs in this seventh inning unearned. And now Joe Gray Jr., the ninth batter up. First pitch buzzes him inside, ball one. Base hit, error, sack fly, base hit, walk, single, double. The pitch. Number off the plate that goes back over the Neuroscience Group Field logo right behind the dish. One ball, one strike. Got the logo above Neuroscience Group Field, an orange square with the outline of a human head and a circle inside that. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. And that same logo up above the video board with Neuroscience Group Field written there in left center. It's a 1-2 pitch. Sliders outside, 2-2. Lugnuts need that final out. They have not been able to get it. Four straight batters have reached. Still a runner at second base now in Wes Clark, who just doubled. Whittlesey trying to finish this one out in the seventh. 2-2. Hard hit on the ground, under the glove of Wright. Sticks with it, though, throws to first, and a sliding effort by Gray, but he can't get there in time. And this half inning is finally over, but a big one. Five unearned runs come in thanks to those four hits, a walk, and the sack fly. We are off to the eighth. Lansing now trailing 10-2 in Wisconsin.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot. A lengthy bottom of the seventh brings in five runs for Wisconsin, and they're in front 10-2 now after the Nuts just got on the board. Five unearned runs after a missed catch in left field, and it's an eight-run lead. Wisconsin out-hitting Lansing 12-2 on a sunny Wednesday afternoon. Coming up on the 3 o'clock hour here in the Central Time Zone. Appreciate you joining us for some matinee Lugnuts baseball. First pitch to Shane McGuire, shoots in, strike one. Denzel Clark, Lázaro Armenteros will follow in this eighth inning against the righty Taylor Floyd. Next pitch, on the ground towards third. Two hopped into the glove of Metzinger. Throws to first. One out. It has been lengthy half innings for Wisconsin consistently. Some pretty quick half innings for the Nuts. They have left two stranded in three half innings and did score two runs in the last half inning. The pitch. Down low, ball one. Clark waits in the back of the box, and the pitch. Kicked back off the netting, strike one. Denzel today trying to extend that on-base streak to 11 games. He's 0 for 3. May not get another opportunity, so we'll see if he can reach here. A couple of strikeouts and a flyout. Next pitch down low, 2-1 to Denzel Clark. 6'5", 225-pound, 22-year-old. Next pitch is outside, and he's got an opportunity here. Three balls and a strike. Clark steps out, stretches out the back, and digs back in. 3-1 count coming from Floyd. Swing and a tapper foul, and the payoff pitch. Now will come up to the Pickering, Ontario native. Here's the 3-2. That's inside and low, ball four, and there's the walk. Denzel Clark now has reached for an 11th consecutive game. Good work there by Denzel Clark. Lugnuts need a base runner or two or three. Trailing 10-2 in the eighth. Here's Lázaro Armenteros. Check swing went around on a low fastball, strike one. 8-run lead for the Timber Rattlers, one out and one on in the eighth. Game 2 of 6 this week. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes against Armenteros. 23-year-old from Cuba, I'm sure would love to make up for his dropped catch moments ago. And 5 runs preceded and after. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He gets K'd for the first time today. 2 away. Second strikeout for Floyd. He replaced Jason Pena, who pitched just an inning and a third. First pitch to Maciel. And there's strike one. 2 runs allowed for Pena, and 1 was earned. 2 walks, no strikeouts. Next pitch. On the ground towards second, shuffled to his right. Murray has it, throws to second, and it's caught by Garcia, and that's going to do it for the Nuts. A walk to Denzel Clark extends his on-base streak. That's it. Home half of the eighth is next. Lugnuts down big, 10-2 here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the bottom of the eighth we go. Kumar Nambiar is into the game. A strike and a ball thrown already against Eduardo Garcia. The third pitch from the lefty. Swing and a miss by Garcia. Strike two. So Nambiar comes in to take over for Brock Whittlesey. Worked the final two outs. Gave up four unearned runs as he exits. Next pitch. Lifted out to left field deep. Armenteros turns around, watches it go off the video board. Home run. Third home run for Garcia. And the fourth allowed by Kumar Nambiar. Just banged that one out to left. Off the video board. 11-2. First pitch shoots in against Tayton Hall. Strike one. So Wisconsin continuing to roll up. Now their fifth half inning they've scored in. 13 hits and two home runs. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball one. Home runs 90 and 91 for the Timber Rattlers today against the Lugnuts. Pitch home. Loops in. Strike two. Nambiar in his 40th appearance of the season. ERA just short of 5.5. 54 innings pitched. Four home runs now allowed. 54 strikeouts. 29 walks for the lefty. The pitch. Low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. From the Larchmont, New York native, 34th round selection out of Yale in 2019. He has struggled of lately after being one of the most consistent guys for the Nuts. Out of the pen. Next pitch outside, 3-2. It has been the weakness all year long for Lansing. Their bullpen has really struggled. 3-2. A little bit wide, ball four, and the first two have reached against Nambiar. Lugnuts just don't have it today.
All right, fielder 27, Jose Acosta.
Jose Acosta now steps in. 0 for 2, a couple of walks, and the pitch home. Shoots it in, down low, ball one. Four straight balls from Nambiar. The game of choice this year in the hotel lobbies. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Settlers of Catan rolled in Monday night. Kumar Nambiar, Max Muncy, a couple others gathered round playing Catan. 1-1, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Nambiar has been the henchman behind it, getting everybody involved. They're a tight-knit group here, the Nuts, in 2022. Wins may not have been there, but team bonding throughout the athletics org with the downtime outside of games, preparation for those games each day. The pitch, swing and a miss down low on Acosta, and he is gone on strikes for the first time today. First out and first strikeout for Kumar Nambiar.
And Mason.
MBR gave up 3 runs in his last outing against Great Lakes. The pitch in there, strike one, gives up the home run today. Now faces Ethan Murray, who's been red hot, has not been retired today. He's driven in 5 with a sack fly in his last at bat. The pitch lifted out to a looping center field past the lunging Bowman at short. And Murray is on again. 3 hits, a walk, and a sack fly. Goodness.
That's you, number 11, Brady.
And now Rady Mercado steps in. First and second, one out. The pitch home. Lofted up and outside, ball one. It's 11-2, Wisconsin leading. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Lansing will have one more try in the top of the ninth, as this one has just not gone the Lugnuts' way. Started with a 3-run second, and it has continued from there. 1 runs in the third and the fourth. Swing and a miss from Mercado, 1-1. And then the big one, the 5-run seventh, kind of opened the door here. And then the home run here in the eighth. The pitch, out to right field, and down in front of Maciel, base hit. Dayton Hall is around third, throw goes to second, and it's an RBI single for Mercado, 12-2. Murray scampers to third base, and they're at the corners with one out. Now the third hit against Nambiar. Get a pinch hitter for Jace Peterson. It'll be Zach Robbie that steps in. First and third, one out. The pitch home. Up high outside from Kumar Nambiar, 1-0. And 180-pounder from Forest Lake, Minnesota. Eighth-round selection last year for the Brew Crew. The pitch, swing and a tapper in front of home plate, stays fair. Lopez throws to first, and incoming to score is Murray. They had no throw back, so it's 13-2. That's an RBI on the 2-3 putout. And Mercado advances up to second. So now Ben Metzinger steps up, 2-for-5 today, with a home run to straightaway center. 2 more runs coming in on Kumar Nambiar in this eighth inning, 13-2 Timber Rattlers. The pitch home, up high, ball one. Lansing throwing Nambiar, their 5th pitcher today. Christian Fernandez, Osvaldo Barrios, Mac Lardner, Brock Whittlesey, and now Kumar. 1-0 pitch. Just floats wide, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Next offering. In there, strike one. That's better there from Kumar, coming in with the fastball. Lefty with the high black socks pulled up. Trying to get out of this half inning. 3 more runs have scored. 8 total runs in the last 2 frames. The pitch up high outside. 2-1. Make it 3-1, rather. 5 runs in the first 4 innings. 8 runs in the last 2 innings. He's sitting in the bottom of the 8th. The pitch popped up behind home plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fans all waiting for it to come down. Potentially, it doesn't look like it's going to. They're hopeful, still looking. But that one is up and out of the stadium here at Neuroscience Group Field. 3-2 pitch. Swing and it's on the ground towards third, under the glove of Joshuan Wright, grabbed by Bowman, throws on the run, and off the hop, it's caught by McGuire at first. Excellent play on the 6-3 put out, Bowman to McGuire, and that's going to do it for the Timber Rattlers in the eighth, but they get another home run and get three more runs thanks to three hits and a walk. We move to the ninth, last chance for the Nuts, down 13-2 here in Appleton.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Last chance for the Nuts as we come back in the top of the ninth. Adam Jackson with you this afternoon from Appleton, Wisconsin. It is all Timber Rattlers up 13-2, and they will go to the pen one more time. Joey Matulovich coming in, and he will pitch to try and get the Nuts down here in the ninth. Out of Danville, California, the 20th round selection in 2018. Last year, he pitched in the A-League with Carolina and up here with Wisconsin as well. And he'll take over for Taylor Floyd, but it's an 11-run deficit for the Nuts, so they're going to have a huge ninth inning to try and get back into this one. But you know what we do here? We never count out the Lansing Lugnuts. You just never know. And we'll see what they've got in them in the ninth. Taylor Floyd, the last pitcher for the Timber Rattlers, goes an inning and in two-thirds. No hits, no runs, coupled strikeouts and a walk. Starts with the bottom third of the order and Cooper Bowman. First pitch in there, but a little bit too tall. Ball one. Started back just after 12 o'clock, coming up on 3 hours in. The pitch. That's up high. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, and that's in there, strike one. Matulovich with an ERA of 6.5 through 32 appearances this year, 57 strikeouts, 23 walks. Next offering is up high, and he's in danger of walking his 24th, has allowed 6 home runs this year. Get him some run here and try and get through this ninth inning up 11. The pitch. Sprayed up down the first base side, dunking in off the chalk and fair for Cooper Bowman. Just kind of chopped it out there as it came in on the hands, and that's a base hit for Bowman. Whatever works. Leadoff man on, and the rally is underway for the Nuts, down 13-2. 15 hits today for the Timber Rattlers, just 3 for Lansing. They're going to have to bat through the order a few times in this ninth inning. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one to Valenzuela. 0-2. Reached on an HBP in the fifth. The pitch. That shot foul. No balls, two strikes. A couple of balls that have been put in play by Valenzuela. Off to second base, rolled over there where they were handled by Ethan Murray. He's had a great day at the plate. The pitch. Shot down the third base side. Foul. Boy, he's had a couple good looks at shooting him the other way today that have just gone to the left of the line. Three runs for Wisconsin in the second. One in the third and the fourth. Five in the seventh. Three in the eighth. Lansing with two coming in the seventh. That's been it. The pitch floats up high. And it's one and two. Here's the next pitch. Up high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Nothing doing right now for Matulovic, trying to get Saheed Valenzuela to chase. Staying patient at the plate. So let's try and get something back here in the ninth. 2-2. Swing, and it's fouled off. Three balls, two strikes on Saheed. 13th rounder a few years ago from Cal State Fullerton. Again, the break even. Checked it, but stayed off, and we're full. Three balls, two strikes. Good at bat here from Saheed Valenzuela from the left side of the plate against Joey Matulovic. Lugnuts trying to get their first two on, just like they did in the seventh. And they do. That pitch up high, ball four. So a walk to Valenzuela. That seventh inning, the lone half inning that the Nuts scored. So good fortunes when the first two get on. We'll see if they can get some more runs here. Now here's Hanson Lopez. 0 for 2 today, but did walk. The pitch flies wide, ball one. 11 runs to make up for the Nuts in this ninth inning. Just trying to take it one batter at a time. The pitch. Lopez fouls it off. 158 average for Hanson Lopez. Has only played in 8 games this year. Collected just 3 hits. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Struck out swinging, flied out, and then walked on 4 pitches in the 7th inning. Steven Cruz, the story in this one, went 6 innings, tossed just 1 hit and 1 walk with 7 strikeouts. Next pitch, swing and a miss. One down in the 9th.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
So now it's Max Muncy. Max has really struggled in this series. One for 9 so far with a bunt single. First pitch, that's in there, strike one. He's had 5 strikeouts. Let's see if he can put something in play here and connect on one. Average sitting at 218 with 3 home runs, 13 driven in. OPS just under 700. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. And that's the continued theme with Max. He's getting behind in counts a lot. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Not to say that he can't come back from that, but under the gun pretty much right away in these at-bats. Takes time here. Now digs back in from the right side with Nuts at first and second in the top of the 9th. The pitch. Up high, stayed off of it, 1-2. Wanted to go after it, but stayed back. He's an aggressive hitter, 6'1", 185-pound, 19-year-old. Out of Thousand Oaks, California. First-round draft pick last year by the A's. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball. And Muncy is K'd for the 6th time in this series. So with 2 outs, that's going to bring up Josh Wainwright. Last chance for the Nuts, down 13-2. The pitch. Breaking ball. Front door. A little bit too tight. One ball, no strikes to Joshuan. Had a big game yesterday, 0 for 4 today. He has put everything in play. The Nuts have collected just three hits. Macio, Armenteros, and Bowman. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Held on to by Clark. Strike one. The pitch home. That's outside. Two balls and a strike on Joshuan Wright. The Panama native and free agent that signed in 2017, trying to keep this game alive against the righty, Joey Matulovic. Next pitch is outside. 3-1. Matulovic comes set, nods yes to Clark. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball that Wright disappointed he swung at, and it's 3-2. Lugnuts down to their last strike. The payoff. Swinging, it's fouled back. We'll do it one more time as both runners took off. Bowman at second, Valenzuela at first. Matulovic comes set, and the 3-2. Popped up, right side of the diamond, foul territory. First baseman Hall coming over in the first base coach's box, makes the catch, and that's going to do it. Lansing falls in this afternoon matinee. The final score, 13-2. We'll give you the totals and the postgame show coming up next from Appleton, Wisconsin.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Tough one today for the Nuts as they fall 13-2 here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Appreciate you stopping in for Nuts matinee baseball today. 13 runs, 15 hits, and 3 errors for Wisconsin. 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error for Lansing. The win going to the starter, Steven Cruz. He kept the Nuts off the board. 6 innings, gave up just 1 hit. It was a sun ball double. That was it. 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Lansing got their runs immediately when he exited against Jason Pena. 2 runs scored in that one thanks to a single, a walk, and an error. Other than that, though, the Nuts weren't able to do much. On the other side, the Timber Rattlers got 3 in the second, 1 in the third, the fourth, and then 5 in the seventh. And 3 in the 8th. Fernandez started the game for the Nuts, gave up 4 runs on 5 hits, 5 strikeouts. And then Whittlesey gave up 4 unearned runs after a key error committed by the Nuts back in that 7th inning. Lansing gets out hit by 12 today. Wisconsin wins this game even after committing three more errors. Lugnuts ended up leaving 9 on base while the Timber Rattlers left 10 stranded. So, this game lasted 2 hours 59 minutes in front of 3,123 fans. We will be back tomorrow. First pitch coming to you at the regular scheduled time this week of 6:40 as Joey Estes gets the ball. We'll wait to see who Wisconsin throws. We will be on the airwaves at 6:25. That's going to wrap up our broadcast today. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you tomorrow evening here from Appleton, Wisconsin.